With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Upton Sinclair was one of the great muckrakers of the turn of the century, a man often confused with Sinclair Lewis.
Sinclair Lewis was admittedly a better writer. He was, of course, the famous novelist. He won the Nobel Prize.
That's Greg Mitchell, author of The Campaign of the Century.
Upton Sinclair wrote the book The Jungle, which was about the meatpacking industry in Chicago and how the terrible things that were happening in our meat.
Upton Sinclair was a utopian and a socialist who in 1934 launched a campaign for governor of California with a book.
It was called I, Governor of California and How I Ended Poverty. And it was a sort of fanciful look into the future about how a famous writer named Upton Sinclair runs for governor and wins election.
Upton Sinclair was seen by many people in 1934 as a dangerous rabble-rouser.
So when he captured the Democratic nomination, literally the whole country, including President Roosevelt and William Randolph Hearst and people in the movie industry and so forth, almost fainted.
And Upton Sinclair's candidacy for governor as a Democrat put President Roosevelt in an awkward position.
There was this tremendous amount of pressure on Roosevelt to support the nominee of his party, where others said, geez, if you support someone who's a former socialist, that's going to kill you the rest of your term.
The deadly serious but often hilarious story of Upton Sinclair's drive for governor of California is told in The Campaign of the Century by Greg Mitchell, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When the muckraking novelist Upton Sinclair won the Democratic nomination for governor of California in 1934, the movie industry almost had apoplexy.
They threatened to move the studios to Florida. This was supposed to scare people throughout California into voting against Sinclair.
That's Greg Mitchell, author of The Campaign of the Century. Mitchell says the movie moguls docked everyone in Hollywood from star to stagehand a day's pay.
That would go into the campaign chest of Sinclair's opponent.
Almost everyone went along with it.
Jimmy Cagney was one person who objected. In fact, he told them that if they asked him again to give one day's pay against Sinclair, he was going to donate 1 week's pay to Sinclair.
The studios formed a unit to make propaganda films against Upton Sinclair.
These pictured Upton Sinclair as this horrible communist who was inviting communists and criminals and hobos to California to take over the state.
Greg Mitchell says 1934 saw the first full-fledged negative campaign against a candidate.
We call it the Campaign of the Century because it really introduced the modern political campaign to America.
The dirty campaign worked against Upton Sinclair.
In the end, he fell a little bit short. The smear campaign and the media campaign that was invented during this race was victorious.
Random House published Greg Mitchell's lively book, The Campaign of the Century. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The famous turn-of-the-century muckraker Upton Sinclair ran for governor of California in 1934 and lost in one of the worst smear campaigns in history.
He had a plan that would give everyone in California a job, would provide pensions to the elderly, and they would heavily tax the rich.
Greg Mitchell, author of The Campaign of the Century, who says it's doubtful Upton Sinclair's radical social programs could ever have become reality.
Even if he had won the election, I'm sure he just would have been perhaps a more liberal version of Franklin Roosevelt.
Upton Sinclair went back to his typewriter after his defeat.
He wrote a book called I, Candidate for Governor and How I Got Licked.
Sinclair never ran for political office again, but his campaign did bring about some changes.
It sort of permanently created a liberal Democratic Party in California. It permanently brought Hollywood into politics.
And it prompted President Roosevelt to move faster in developing social programs. There are parallels between the campaigns of Ross Perot and Upton Sinclair in 1934.
Like today, it was a very dramatic time. It was in the depths of the Depression, and people were looking for a solution to terrible economic problems. They were looking for someone to sort of ride in on the white horse and solve problems, maybe an outsider, someone who was not in politics before.
The Campaign of the Century by Greg Mitchell was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.